Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although I was so strong.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Pierce and Jane Howard, the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, still one of my favorite books. You learn a lot. You need to learn about that five-factor model, folks. It'll really help you manage your people. It's, out, by the way, out in second edition. And then their newer one, The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22. This is for the kids. And then also, of course, Pierce's Tour de Force, The Owner's Manual for the Brain, now out in its 129th edition, so something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. Syntax.com, right, Jane?
www.centacs.com.
You can find out about their tests that they've created. You call them tests? You don't call them tests, do you?
We call them assessments.
Assessments, there you go.
Test-phobic.
That's nobody likes tests, right?
That's right.
It's like vaccination doesn't sound as bad as getting a shot, right? So,
right.
Before the break, we were talking about the value of kids knowing their assessment results. And you were talking about whether it's fair to give them a sense that they're etched in stone in some
mm-hmm.
way. One of the couple of things about this. One, it's not just the kids that benefit from this knowledge. It's the parents.
Right.
It's the teachers. There's a great scene. I know you're familiar with Khaled Hosseini's book, The Kite Runner.
Of course. I've interviewed him on my show.
Which took the world by storm a few years back.
Yep.
There's a wonderful scene in there in which Amir, the son, I'll read it to you briefly. Later that night, I was passing by my father's study. When I overheard him speaking to Rahim Khan, I pressed my ear to the closed door. I'm grateful that he's healthy, Rahim Khan was saying. I know, but he's always buried in those books or shuffling around the house like he's lost in some dream. And? Well, I wasn't like that. Baba sounded frustrated, almost angry. Rahim Khan laughed. Children aren't coloring books. You don't get to fill them with your favorite colors.
Yeah.
Very powerful scene.
It is very powerful. But I guess what I'm getting at is I don't know. I can see where the parent or the business owner it would help them, just like it would any employee or as you're helping to guide someone, for you to have that information. But so when you do the assessment for the young person, you then had to not only give them assessment in their vernacular, but you also have to give them the results in their terms too, right?
That's
yeah.
right.
So how did that work out?
Well, I'll give you an example. One of the assessment scales that we measure for adults is called SCOPE, and it pertains to whether you're comfortable handling details
mm-hmm.
or you're more comfortable with the big picture. And when we use that same measurement in the context with adolescents, we call it the Zoom scale because they're used to zooming in.
Right.
They're used to zooming out.
Right.
That's a term that they can relate
mm-hmm.
to. And so in framing the information for the students, we make some adjustments that we do from adults who've already been out in the world and been
right.
working.
Well, how are you, when the kids get this information, what do they do with it?
Well, when the kids or the family or the adults in their life, when whoever gets this information, One of the things that I talk about in the book that I think is extremely important to mention before we finish has to do with, you know, personality is pretty clear by the time one's 7 or 8 years
right,
old.
Right.
But there are some changes. But the interesting thing is, what's the reason for those changes that do occur? It's not the parents. It's not the adults in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's what Judith Rich Harris calls the significant peer group.
Mm-hmm.
And between the ages of 8 and 25, she says it's that peer group that stands out for an individual that the child wants to be like.
Right.
And peer pressure is the pressure of being like that group. And so we need to guide them so that they are in positive peer groups, not toxic ones.
I'm running out of time. Folks, the book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality, from 12 to 22, Pierce and Jane Howard. Thanks, guys, for being here. Good job. Quick break. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.